Pageant.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we understand the importance of developing real skills that translate to real pageant success. We want to make sure you have all the information you need to make this year your best pageant year ever. Well, I'm so excited about today's show. Today, we're going to be starting our countdown to the Miss Universe pageant by talking with Claudia Jordan, who's hosting this year's live broadcast on NBC. Then, a little bit later in the show, I'll be talking about the bridal shower I attended this weekend and how pageant skills are on display even in the oddest places. If you want to get a sneak peek at what happened at the bridal shower, just visit my blog at www.thepageantcoach.blogspot.com. And then later in the show, I'll be answering your pageant coaching questions. If you have a question for my fabulous guest, Claudia Jordan, or want to ask me a pageant coaching question, would love to hear from you during the show. To ask a question, just give us a call at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Before we get into today's show, I have a few announcements. I want to let everyone know that I'm coming to Arkansas in September. Yes, it's true. On Saturday, September 12th, I'll be in Conway, Arkansas for the opening of Lane Berry's new boutique, The Royal We. I'll be there to give two free workshops. Yes, that's free. One for platform-based pageant interviews and one for standard pageant interviews. The workshops are free, but you've got to RSVP because the seats are limited and they're going to be filled on a first-come, first-served basis. Plus, Sherry Hill's going to be on there to show off her latest fashions. So if you want to join me, Sherry Hill, and Lane Berry in Conway, Arkansas on September 12th, just send me an email at info@valeriehayes.com and we'll get you set up on the list. I also want to remind everyone that September is Sickle Cell Awareness Month, and a great charitable event is being held by Quest to Cure in Arizona. It's a great opportunity for you to make an appearance and raise some money for a great program. To help raise awareness about this life-threatening disease, Quest to Cure Sickle Cell Foundation is conducting their second annual Life Without Pain 5K Run Walk event to benefit children who suffer from sickle cell anemia. The event will be on Saturday, 19th at Thunderbird Pass Park, and they are looking for participants. If you're interested in learning more about the program, just contact Christine Buchanan at 602-200-0215, or you can email her at Christine, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, at quest2cure.org. If you have any questions about that, just shoot us an email, but we're looking forward to everyone participating in a great event. I also want to remind everyone that the fall pageants will be here before you know it. If you haven't already purchased a great list of pageant questions, now is the time to get one. My 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is customized to your competition division and covers every question you need to practice in order to get a winning interview score. Plus, it's a downloadable ebook, so you can actually get started working on your pageant interview today. Just click on the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions graphic on the Pageant Talk Show radio page and get yours today. That way you know you'll be pageant fab at your next pageant. Well, my guest today is an extraordinarily accomplished woman. She is an athlete. She's been a pageant contestant. She's taken on broadcasting. And you know her as an out-and-out television celebrity who's everywhere. She is the television supermodel and host who starred on last season's The Celebrity Apprentice. And she's also the host of Claudia Jordan and Friends on Sirius Radio and co-host with Jamie Foxx on The Foxhole, also on Sirius Radio. You might know her as model number one from Deal or No Deal. And she's a former Miss Teen Rhode Island USA as well as a former Miss Rhode Island USA. She's proud to be co-hosting the 2009 Miss Universe pageant this Sunday, August 23rd on NBC. Everyone, please welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Claudia Jordan. Welcome, Claudia.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a great intro.
Well, Claudia, I have to say you've got a great life. I was looking at the bio on your website, which incidentally, everyone, is Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A, Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N.net. Just look for the link on our website. Your bio is truly amazing. After I read your bio, Claudia, I was thinking, okay, is there anything she hasn't done? So how did you balance being such an amazing star athlete at the same time pursuing beauty pageants?
Well, to be honest with you, it was really tough because, you know, when you do pageants, it's a different type of, okay, when you're a sprinter, your legs get really big, you're very muscular,
right.
And then when you're in a pageant, you kind of want to have a more slim look. So it was really tough. I had to change my diet. I got in the zone. I ran a long, like slow run to get a long, slow burn and to kind of transform my body a little bit slim, to get a little slimmer. It was tough, but,
And how did your track coach feel about that? Because you weren't just a sprinter. You were like the sprinter taking down major awards there.
Well, the good thing was most of my track and field accomplishments was really before my pageant life kind of took off. So it was kind of more at the tail end of my track career. So it wasn't too bad. But, you know, it was tough because the world of modeling and pageants, it doesn't really coincide with the body of a sprinter. But
right, an athletic look is typically not going to be a winning look in pageants. Right. So you were a star athlete. How did you initially get involved in doing a teen pageant?
Well, I was really, really shy, believe it or not, and I was in the mall with my mother, and I used to walk with my head down, my hair, my face. I never thought I was pretty, and we were in the mall, and there was a model search. And one of the scouts said, hey, you should, you know, jump in. And I'm like, no way, not me. She can't be talking
really?
To me. And yeah, my mom was like, you should do it. And I don't know, I guess I got dragged into it. And I won the first pageant I did. And then I lost a couple. And then I kind of got bitten by the bug by then. And I've always been the type that once I start something, I got to win at it. I just really want to be the best or really try to, you know, to make my mark, and it just kind of began like that, and then the modeling, and, you know, Miss Teen, I finally won Miss Teen. I was surprised, but just, I felt really good about it.
So when you won Miss Teen Rhode Island USA and we're getting ready for the national pageant, and of course we just got finished with Miss Teen USA and Miss Universe is coming up, was that a big difference going from a small state like Rhode Island to the big national pageant? Was there anything there that surprised you that you weren't expecting?
Absolutely. I didn't realize that it was taken so seriously. I didn't realize it was such a big business. I didn't realize it was so, you know, such a competitive, you know, event. You know, I really kind of went in kind of blind and a little naive, like, oh, I'm going to Miss Teen USA. How cute, how fun. But really, I mean, there were girls that had been preparing for this moment pretty much all their lives.
And right.
It was amazing to see that. And it was definitely enlightening to go down there and see how, you know, how serious people take it. And then the good things that can come of it. You know, people
right.
back then were quick to dismiss pageants and, you know, sometimes there were negative opinions of it, but I've had nothing but positive. Nothing but positive. I'm glad I did. I'm glad I was forced into my first pageant because I would have never known, you know, what I know now and met some wonderful people. And it really got me out of my shell. It really, really did.
So you can blame it all on your mom for, you know, encouraging you to do that little model search at the mall. Were you modeling as you transitioned to being a competitive Miss contestant, or had you not started modeling yet?
After the Miss Teen pageant, you know, scouts kind of come at you, and then I entered the 17 magazine model search, which they pretty much choose eight girls out of the country, out of 45,000 people, and I entered every year since Miss Teen, and I finally made it the last year you could, you know, qualify when I was 21 years old.
Right.
So that's pretty much what started my modeling career, because I got the confidence from that. I'm like, oh, okay, if I can make top eight out of the country, I should be able to, you know, kind of model here and there.
Right. Yeah. That's always a good sign when you're top eight in the country, Claudia. It's always good news. So was it hard to juggle the demands of getting ready for Miss Rhode Island USA and modeling, or were they so similar that they kind of worked hand in hand?
They worked hand in hand. And at this time I had, you know, I went to college and then I was working at a TV station as a PA and then begging them to let me write stories. And I had started a job at a local newspaper in Rhode Island. I was a writer. And, you know, they really rallied behind me. I got plugged in with a lot of the politicians and the businesses. And my state, I got to say, my state really got behind me. You know, I was at the state house, and they really were really supportive. So I felt good. I felt like I had, you know, I had to do it for, I had to do well for the people that were supporting me in my state.
Right. It's always great to have people who believe you behind you, and it does kind of motivate you because you want to do a great job. We've got an email question for you, Claudia, and it comes to us from Sarah, and she says she lives in New York. She says, I'm transitioning from a teen to a Miss this year in my state USA pageant. What should I do differently as a Miss?
Well, as a Miss, you really have to step it up as far as, you know, you really got to be on top of what's going on in the world. You know, there's nothing worse than being at a Miss pageant and a question gets asked about something that's, you know, a current event, a news topic, and you have no idea. And, you know, you will lose the competition right there because, you know, it's great to be beautiful, but you got to be beautiful and smart. And that's what pageants are about these days. They're not just about who has the cutest smile and the prettiest dress. The women now that are winning, they're dynamic. They're intelligent. They're well read. They're on top of what's going on in society. And not just news in the United States, worldwide. You've got to be aware. I really can't stress the importance of the interview competition. I've also judged Miss Universe and I've judged Miss USA. And that's where you're blown away in the interview competition. The judges see you one-on-one. They see you close up. They see your natural beauty and they see how charming and engaging you are and intelligent. That's the difference right there. I cannot stress that enough.
I think that's great advice, Claudia, because my experience is that the difference between the teen and the Miss is they really do expect you to know more about what's going around in your community, your state, your country, and internationally. It's both, especially for a pageant like Miss Universe, the questions are going to be internationally based questions. And not only do they expect you to know what's going on, they expect you to have an opinion to kind of analyze it, don't you think?
Right. And don't be afraid to take a stance on something. You know, there's the typical answers that are safe, but you know what? If you really believe in something and you're eloquent about answering it, you're going to be fine. You'll be fine. And people like people that are bold and have an opinion and are not afraid to say it. So
I think as long as you say it tactfully and respectfully, it's always well received. I think when you give one of those fakey answers that's politically correct but doesn't really express who you are as a person, don't you think the judges can tell?
Absolutely. I mean, the judges aren't. They're smart. They're not dumb.
Yeah, they're there because they're smart people.
Right. And we can see through that. And I've been there where, you know, you hear the typical answer that, you know, the cookie cutter answer that everyone has given time and time again, and you just roll your eyes because people want to see that modern beauty queen that's fresh, that's exciting, that has an opinion. And, you know, that's beautiful to me, a woman that's fearless. And, you know, I just go for what you know. And like you said, tactfully and class, keep that in mind. This is your role model to all the little girls that are watching and grown women that are watching that love pageants. And you got to take that into consideration.
I totally agree. Our next email question comes to us from Alex, Claudia. And Alex asks, have you had people in the entertainment industry look down your noses on you because you started in pageants? My talent agent told me not to list that I do pageants on my bio.
In the beginning, yes. But I think in the last maybe 5 or 6 years, I've definitely seen a change in how pageant girls are perceived. It's popular. It's become more in. It's become more hip. And more relevant. So I think when I first got to LA, it was kind of like, at first it was kind of, you know, it was okay. And then there was a time where it wasn't okay. And now I see people more embracing it more because, like I said, it's more relevant. And the image of pageant contestants has changed. I feel like they're more modern and not kind of stuck how it used to be back in the day. You know,
right. And I think, don't you think that people are seeing that pageant contestants make perfect spokesmodels, or, you know, perfect show hosts because they know how to speak. They know how to transition from one topic to the next. They know how to handle people, a guest perhaps that maybe even they disagree with. And we see so many people now crossing over from pageants to entertainment, that I get the feeling like it is being more accepted. What advice would you give to Alex that her agent is telling her not to include it on her bio?
Well, you don't have, your agent works for you. You don't work for them. So you tell them what it's going to be. I mean, I appreciate the advice from you, Mr. Agent, but I'm proud of my pageant affiliation, and I'm going to go with this. I don't see a problem with it. It's not a negative thing anymore. It's not negative. So let's just leave this on here. It's something I'm proud of and I worked hard for. So I'm going to keep it on my resume. There's nothing wrong with that. I say stick to your guns.
I think that's great advice. Yes, when you have an agent, obviously they're working on your behalf and you want to take their advice, but you do have to remember that it's you. You're the one driving the bus there. So you competed for Miss Rhode Island USA and obviously won, and then you went to Miss USA, and this is hard to believe, but no one from Rhode Island prior to that year had placed in 45 years. Is that right, Claudia?
I heard there was one before me that was in the top 10.
Okay.
Interesting thing happened with that pageant. I actually won preliminaries.
And that awesome.
That was the first year that Donald Trump took over with the pageant, and he actually changed it from, they used to have the same judges judge preliminaries and finals. So, you know, mm-hmm. That's a good sign. If you win preliminaries, they're pretty much, you're going to be in the top three usually in the finals. But they changed the judges over, and I went from first to seventh. But very, very, very proud.
That's awesome.
You're that far, because Rhode Island's a small state. It's not typically a state that, you know, does really well in nationals, but that's definitely changed in the past 7 years. We've had quite a few do well. So.
And when you placed at Miss USA and then gave up your crown as Miss Rhode Island USA, did you know then that you wanted to pursue a broadcasting entertainment career? Because you had already been doing that in internships and part-time jobs, right?
Yes, I knew it. I actually told my mother, I said, if I don't win Miss USA, I'm moving to Los Angeles. And as soon as I got back, I packed my bags and I left. And haven't looked back since.
Now, did you know anyone in LA, or were you totally doing this cold?
Cold. Just went out there by myself. But, you know, after going to Miss USA and placing, I felt like I could do anything. So that's what I said. When I said I really got a lot from the pageant, it gave me that confidence. Like, I could do this. It's not a problem.
Right.
You know, so at 23 years old, I felt secure. I felt confident, and I was ready to go and ready to, you know, see what the next challenge would be, because my pageant career was over. And I just, you know, once you're in the pageant system, you become a competitor, and you want to just that competitive energy and those juices. They don't go away. So I just geared it, pointed it in a different direction and into my career.
Did you find that being able to say that you were a former Miss Rhode Island USA and had placed at Miss USA, did that make it easy for you to get an agent or to get a foot in the door?
Yeah, it actually did, because people thought it was cute, and that was something that they would differentiate me from the next girl. You know, like, oh yeah, Claudia Jordan, that Miss Rhode Island chick, or that Miss Rhode Island girl. And that's how I was, like, kind of, people remembered me from the other girls that I was going up against. So that
right.
did help me. It did help me.
Was it hard at first, or was it just like, zing, I'm in there?
No, it was difficult. I struggled. I struggled for 2 years. I was totally broke. I went from modeling a lot on the East Coast to really taking low, low, low-paying jobs and really having to pay my dues and start at the bottom and work my way up all over again, which was totally fine with me, because I feel like it builds character.
Right.
It's like I was a senior in high school when I was in Rhode Island, when I was Miss Rhode Island. And then when I get to L.A., like, I was a freshman in college. That's what I felt. I felt like I had to start all over again. And, you know, I did the extra work. I did background work. I little small parts, little tiny modeling jobs that, you know, really weren't great paying jobs. And then after 2 years of just kind of grinding and grinding, got my first commercial. And then I got 10 more.
Don't you think, though, that competing in pageants sort of prepares you for that? Because nobody just wins big right away. I mean, you even mentioned you won your first pageant, and then you didn't do so well for several pageants. So the rejection, quote-unquote rejection, in the entertainment industry is also present in pageants, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I didn't win Miss USA, and, you know, every state built up their contestant, like, you're going to win, you're going to do well, you're winning.
Right.
I had nightmares about it. I was sad. I cried about it at first. But then when I got over it, it kind of does prepare you, because now when I go on audition for things, it does not hurt my feelings, not one bit, when I don't get it, because you got to realize you're not the only person that's competing.
Right.
It's not just about you all the time. And, you know, when you're in a pageant, you got to kind of humble yourself when you don't win, and you have to reevaluate and, okay, what can I do better next time? Or you just realize different set of judges, a different outcome may have happened. And it kind of prepares you for the future rejection you'll get being in the business. I mean, it's 95% rejection and 5% winning in this business. So I'm definitely, it doesn't bother me as much. It's definitely thick in my skin being in pageants.
Well, that is just an amazing story. And I think you're right. It is normal to be disappointed, and it is normal to feel a loss because you've been working hard for something. But it sounds like after you got over that initial disappointment and setback, which everyone feels and is totally normal, and we expect you to feel that. If you don't feel that, you're probably not human, are you?
Right.
But the important thing is you apparently just, you know, you knew what your next goal was. So you packed right up and moved out to LA and started working on your next goal, which is so amazing. Well, I'm talking today with Claudia Jordan about her pageant experience and about co-hosting this year's Miss Universe pageant this weekend. You can check out Claudia's road to success by visiting her website at www.claudiajordan.net or by clicking on the link on the Pageant Talk Radio show page. We're going to take a quick break, but stay tuned, and I'll be right back with Claudia, who'll be talking about what it's like to co-host a live show seen by millions of viewers all around the world. No pressure there, Claudia. So stay right where you are. We'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look. Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new, affordably priced trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams.